You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Trump fuels uncertainty about his coronavirus response team. Apple and Google announce a plan for contact tracing, and new studies show how long coronavirus lives on shoes. Here's what you should know. The president caused concern about the fate of his coronavirus response team when he retweeted a tweet with the hashtag #FireDrFauci over the weekend. Trump himself did not explicitly endorse the call to remove Fauci. Instead, the tweet seems to be an attempt to escape the blame and defend himself against claims that he did not act quickly enough to curb the spread of the virus. In a rare collaboration, Apple and Google have created a system that will keep extensive data on phones that have been in close proximity without compromising location privacy. The system will give public health officials a voluntary contact tracing network and alert individuals if they have been in contact with someone infected with COVID-19. Infectious disease specialist Mary E. Schmidt warns that the coronavirus could survive on rubber, leather, and PVC-based soles for 5 days or more. Experts say to wear machine-washable shoes if you can, and if not, to take special care to make sure you don't wear your outside shoes inside. Finally, here's today's one question. Can I give coronavirus to my pets or vice versa? Despite reports of a Pomeranian in Hong Kong testing weakly positive for COVID-19 in early March, so far there isn't any evidence that coronavirus is spreading from humans to pets, or vice versa. Domesticated animals like dogs and cats share a lot of the same cell receptors as we do, but viruses face additional hurdles when crossing a species barrier that make entering cells and then replicating unlikely. To be safe, practice good hygiene by washing your hands after animal snuggles, and if you do get sick, sequester yourself from all family members, even your furry ones. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.